Missouri NRD Board of Directors meeting for April 13th, 2023. Please stand for Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item 2, Notification of Open Meetings Act and Meeting Procedure. A copy of the Open Meetings Act, Nebraska Revised State Statute 84-1407 through 84-1414 is posted on the back wall of the meeting room. Prior to turning to the agenda for today's meeting, I would like to announce the procedure that will be used. With respect to each agenda item, the directors will hear the subcommittee chairman's report with their proposals and recommendations. Then the public will be given the opportunity to address the board chair. Lastly, directors will discuss the item and take action. All questions and comments will be addressed to the board chairman. We ask that that the public not interrupt directors' discussion and action. Thank you. Quorum call.
Bonnet.
Present.
Here.
Conley.
Here.
Davidson.
Here.
Bowers.
Here.
Pennington. Jeff.
Here.
McCormick.
Here.
Teaser.
Here.
Chairman.
Here. I have here excused absences for Directors Teaser and Henningsen. Item 4, Adoption of Agenda.
So moved. Second.
Bill and Fred, I believe. Roll call.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Bowers.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes. Item 5, Adoption of Consent Agenda.
So moved.
Second.
I believe that was Larry and then Fred by a nose. Roll call.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Bowers.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes. Item 6, I have proof of publication of this meeting, and it will become part of the permanent record of the meeting. Item 8, Agency Association Reports and Presentations. First up, Natural Resource Conservation Service Report, Andy Bonenkamp, District Conservationist. There he is. Hi, Andy.
Hi, how's it going? Good windy afternoon. Yeah, I'm going to go through just kind of quick staff update and then our programs update, some newsy items to cover. We did select a field engineer for the Blair Field office, which is a great news. Nothing official yet. I can't announce a name, but just wanted to say huge goal for us is to kind of, you know, build the engineering staff that we've got for this area. So going to be great for the NRD to improve on that. We're going to be hosting another summer intern with the third-party intern program. It's for the Natural Resource Career Development Program. We did this last year, kind of our inaugural year for that. And this year we're getting a student from University of Arizona at Yuma, Julio Cortez. So he'll be here June to August, and we'll be kind of working alongside NRD and NRCS staff in the field offices, just kind of learning the ropes, seeing if it's a career that he would like to be a part of, and then something that, you know, an opportunity for him to make connections and see if possibly he can get a career with NRCS. So good news there. On to the programs update. We've been busy obligating EQIP contracts here the last 2-3 weeks. And right now we've obligated about $614,000 in EQIP contracts for this NRD. I've requested an additional $260,000 in funding. I've yet to hear back on that. We're kind of waiting on word from the Inflation Reduction Act is going to allocate roughly $2.5 million for Nebraska for this year through EQIP. And so I think they're trying to sort out how much money is going to come to each NRD from that allocation, which is a totally separate EQIP allocation, and then take what's left of our general EQIP fund and send that out to the NRDs with whatever slippage is left. So the chances are really good that we're going to get, you know, a bunch more money. I just can't say exactly how much. But back to the Inflation Reduction Act through the EQIP program. Back in August 22, Biden signed the Inflation Reduction Act. That set aside roughly $360 billion in climate and carbon emission conservation money. A lot of that is coming directly to NRCS. We are getting, like I said, $2.5 million this year to Nebraska alone, and then it continues to ramp up as we get to 24, 25, and 26. Let me get back to my numbers here. So roughly in 2024, we're going to be getting $24 million to Nebraska. I did some quick math. That's roughly $1 million to this NRD. In 2005, it gets a little crazier. We're getting $42 million to Nebraska. So, and then in 2026, $48 million to Nebraska. So what that means is that's money in addition to EQIP that we get, which is roughly, if I compare that, every year we get about $26 million as a general EQIP allocation. But this Inflation Reduction Act money is geared towards climate smart ag practices. So what that means is cover crop money, money to improve wildlife habitat, so wildlife habitat plantings, windbreak renovations, nutrient management, conservation no-till, reduced tillage, all things that can be tied back to carbon sequestration and reducing carbon emission and other greenhouse gas effects. So it's kind of narrowed in scope. So for us, it's going to be a challenge, but not to say that, you know, it's impossible. But in addition to that, we also are getting several million in CSP dollars. And then our WRP program, which is hidden under a ag conservation easement program, that's also getting boosted because that's conservation easements that get put, you know, taken out of cropland, put into grass. So another carbon emission savings there. So all that being said, we are going to be sitting on a pile of cash here over the next 4 years, and which is great. You know, we're staffed very well in this NRD right now as far as NRCS staff. Basically fully staffed right now with an addition of an engineer. So we're sitting really good, but it's going to be a challenge for us to keep up and to, you know, try to get this money spent. So that's really all I have right now. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to take them.
Director Bradley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was wondering, what's the drought like, especially in the northern portion of our district? Do you have any finger on the pulse, some of that stuff?
Yeah, it's, I believe we're in D4 still, not getting any better. In fact, I think it's getting worse. We were just out doing some field samples here the other day. We were actually in a swale along Bell Creek, which is an old creek channel, and there was no moisture from, you know, 6 inches down. So that top 6 inches had a little bit. We could make a ball with it, but that was about it. So it's getting worse. We really need rain. That drought monitor keeps, you know, ticking up for us. As you go west and north a little bit, it looks a little better because they had quite a bit of snow. But in our NRD, it's looking pretty bad. So not improving.
Thanks.
Any other directors? Thank you, Andy.
Yep.
Appreciate it. Item 8B, Nebraska Association of Resource Districts, Director Tim Fowler for Director Teeter.
That is correct. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Item 1, NARD Board of Directors Meeting and NRD Basin Tour of the Central Platte Valley, Kearney, Nebraska, June 12th through 13th at the Scenic La Quinta. And looks like we have, for the Basin Tour, Director Bonnet and McCormick attending that. I will be going to the NARD board meetings as well. As a just informational, the NRD's annual Washington, D.C. meeting, Director Tim McCormick and Jim Thompson will be attending that in our illustrious capital. That is it.
Well, we already did. Can I report on it?
Yes, you can.
Wait a minute. It says right. Oh, that's right.
They didn't put a date on here. Okay.
You're listening first.
Thank you, Director. Yeah, it was an interesting meeting. We were able to meet with all our congressmen and senators. Our friend Don Bacon is very happy with the Papio, as is Senator Ricketts. And they specifically mentioned their ability to work with us. Don Bacon's big concern was defense and readiness. I think that there's maybe we need to put more focus on that. And you have anything else, Jim?
Yeah, we had a good range of folks speaking to us, NRCS, our consultants from Water Strategy Resources gave us kind of an intro. FEMA was there, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, EPA issues were discussed. I mean, we had a good cross section of different folks on the Washington level. And for example, the consultant talked about the waters of the United States. It's not going anywhere. And then further on in the session, I'll get to it in a minute, but it came up again. Another one of these folks talked about it. And then was it yesterday? President signed a bill or the day before. So waters of the United States is not going away, and how we deal with it. One of the folks talked about the agencies will have to go back to the drawing board to rewrite the rules of how you connect the water. Like the Cattlemen's Association is really concerned because any little trickle on a farm or a cattle ranch, is that going to be scrutinized by the EPA as you know, waters of the United States? It's messy. I don't know if there's a solution. I don't think so. But
they did speak about there's a Supreme Court case of a farm in Idaho that is supposed to have a ruling in this April that would maybe define better the limits of WOTUS.
Yeah, and they talked Sackett versus EPA. And I don't know anything about that. And if I did have a briefing on it, I'd share it. But it seemed like everyone there knew who Sackett versus EPA was, but I didn't. I mean,
Idaho Potato Farm.
Yeah. They talked about the farm bill. It's up for renewal. Every 5 years, they renew the farm bill. There's a lot of discussion on that. $1.5 trillion is coming. Well, that seems like a lot for, and maybe that's what Andy was referring to, is what might be coming down the pike. Interesting, 80% of the farm bill is food stamps, which I had heard maybe 5 years ago when it came up again, but that's a significant amount that doesn't really affect, you know, farming and soil conservation and all that, but it's being talked about. As Tim mentioned, we had a chat, and I don't, of all times I've been to D.C., it's rare that we had all five of our congressional delegation there in person, but they were all there. Senator Fisher, in particular, said, you know, what do you want from us? You know, reach out to us. And she mentioned Papio NRD, like Don Bacon did. And I kind of, you know, that's us. You know, we've been giving her, and where's Winkler? There he is, lots of stuff. And she mentioned that. She'd keep that stuff going. So kudos to John and staff for, you know, sending whatever and everything to the senator's office. She appreciated it. One other thing, I think it was NRCS talked about greenhouse gases. We were all concerned about that. But Dana Ashford-Kronberger from NRCS said that agricultural only contributes 11% of the greenhouse gases.
Okay, is that good or bad? It doesn't seem like a whole lot. I mean, we don't be concerned about emitting greenhouse gases. No, we're all concerned, but that kind of puts some things in perspective. WP4 was mentioned is from NRCS as far as the $6.8 billion that FEMA got to spread around. I think we're okay on that, aren't we, John? WP4?
Yeah.
And then there's the NRCS Watershed Program that we've applied for that. Okay. The 100% engineering, 100% construction costs are covered by that. Good conference, good networking. And it was cold out in D.C. and didn't do a lot of walking, but we did get some in. That's about all I had to report. Anything else?
Dan? That's all I have.
Thank you both for attending, taking the time to do that. Appreciate that. Item 8C, Catalyst Public Affairs. Are they here, John?
No, Tim's in Lincoln. So Tim and I have been spending quite a bit of time. Obviously, everybody's been reading the newspaper, paying attention to the news about the snail's pace of the legislature right now and some of the controversial things that are holding up bills. But so we've been meeting with quite a few senators trying to get creative on how to get some of the things that we're pushing through. One thing that they're doing now is they're attaching entire bills to amendments to bills that are not controversial and basically passing an amendment that's basically five or six bills. So that's one strategy they've been using. So we've still working with all those senators trying to, but it's just frustrating and slow. So continue to work with that. And Jim mentioned that we put a lot of requests into Senator Fisher. We just sent her a whole bunch of requests and our congressional delegation as far as Congressman Bacon and Congressman Flood. So they have all of our wishes, and so we'll continue to ask. So if I happen to answer any questions you have.
Is there any critical bills that you think might get pushed off to next session, or do you think we'll get all done?
I think a lot will get pushed off to next session, but LB 656, trying to get some money in that small watersheds funds for these WFPO projects. Had a real good hearing on it, but I just think it's going to get kind of washed up in all the noise. Senator McDonald, who introduced that for us, is on the Appropriations Committee, so I don't know if that will help, but that's one thing that we've been paying attention to, trying to get that squeezed through somewhere. If it goes next session, it goes next session, but we're trying to keep it on the front of everybody's mind. So that's where it stands.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.
All right. Item 9, subcommittee reports. 9A, the Ad Hoc Consultant Selection Committee meeting for RFP for Papio Creek Watershed Partnership Management Plan Update. Director Tim McCormick.
Thank you, Director. Chairman. Be it resolved that the minutes of the April 6, 2023 meeting of the Ad Hoc Consultant Selection Subcommittee, RFP for Papillion Watershed Partnership Management Plan, are accepted, incorporated into these minutes, and the following recommendations of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. Consultant selection interviews recommended that a contract be negotiated with the Houston Engineering with RDG to provide professional services to update the Papillion Creek Watershed Partnership Management Plan. And that's, I shall move.
Okay, thank you. Any public comment on this item? Staff, directors, Director Jeff?
I sat in on the meeting. I had a question about how long is this new term going to be for whoever is selected tonight? How long? How much longer? Is it 4 years, a year and a half? What is it?
Five.
You said the contract won't be that long. What does that mean?
So we have to have the contract done before we say, like, June of 24. Or has to be approved by June of 24, so we don't only have that long to do the contract.
Okay. Maybe more than But then it exists for 5 years. In other words, this process won't be repeated for another 5 years then.
Correct.
That was my main question. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's all.
Any other director comments, questions?
I just have a comment that actually both firms are equally qualified and did a great job in presenting
I agree. It was close. Yeah.
Very tough.
They're not going to present today?
No.
No. All right. Roll call. Dave,
yes.
Bethlehem.
Yes.
Chuck.
No.
McCormick.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Chairman.
Yes. Item 9B, Programs, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee, Director Fred Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be resolved that the minutes of the 8th, 11th, 2023 meeting of the Program Projects and Operations Subcommittee are accepted and incorporating these minutes, and the following recommendation of the Subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. 9B1, Washington Sediment Dam Evaluation. Recommendation that Policy 15.2, Purchasing Professional Services, be waived and that the General Manager be authorized to execute the proposed professional services agreement with HDR Engineering for the Burris Pond Sediment Dam Evaluation in an amount not to exceed $143,860, subject to changes deemed necessary by the General Manager and approved as to form by District Legal Counsel, and I so move.
Any public comment on this item? Staff? Directors? Director Thompson.
The problem with this dam came up because of an inspection. I guess John or Martin, if he's out there, has this dam been inspected every year since? Because it's a high hazard.
It is inspected, I think, every year by DNR.
Okay, so this year the new guy found the problem.
Right, I think it's partially a result of Spencer Dam. The Spencer Dam failure, I think, and made DNR think about some of these dams a little bit closer, like are they above a road? What's the risk of some of these dams? So I think that's what triggered this whole thing happening was Spencer Dam failed in 2019.
Yeah, that would.
And up in northern.
I know, and Larry, that came up before the Natural Resource Commission, and they were going to give money to take it out. And when it happened, I thought to myself, well, nature did that. Save some money. Anyway, so that triggered a deeper analysis of what you
said. That's my guess. They didn't tell us that, but I know they told me that they're looking at a number of dams, not just the R&D dam, this dam, because they're above a critical infrastructure like a road.
And maybe a stupid question, but on Tuesday, HDR said they've got three things they're going to look at. Is it too naive to think that, well, let's look at the most obvious one and submit that to DNR? Or asked to look at all three. Obviously, all of them amount to a lot of money. This is not to exceed. But if we pick one most logical, do we want to do just a third job or do we want to do a full job?
I think what will happen is probably there'll be alternatives, but then you'll select one that's the best and then submit that to DNR, not all three. So you likely won't give DNR the option of three choices, but you'll say, this is what we recommend be done, whether it's.
But we've got to do all three just for engineering's sake.
Right. It's kind of a cursory. Okay. I mean, it's 30%. It isn't like full-blown, but it's like a partial design, you might say, in a way, to see if it's practical or not to do a certain particular approach. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
I just had one other question.
Director Japp?
Martin, what is your responsibility inspecting dams versus the DNR and so forth? I mean, you inspect dams also, right?
Right. How it really works is the district staff, the O&M staff actually inspects every dam every year. So people like the field staff, like in Wall Hill, they inspect the ones in Burke County and also Dakota County. I try to, our goal here is our engineering staff will inspect every low-hazard dam every 5 years, so it's on a five-year rotation. But then the high-hazard dams, which are about half our dams now, are high-hazard. They're basically dams that are above a road or something like that. We inspect those every year. And so it's a little bit of a double effort. We have in the past tried to coincide with DNR, do their inspections at the same time, but they spend a lot of time at these dams. They spend hours, so it's more efficient if we just get in and do our more of an overview type inspection, and then they do their detailed run the camera through the pipe and things like that. So there's a little duplication there, but we always want to make sure we know what's going on too. So even though DNR provides a really, really detailed report,
it's always important for our staff to, I think, see these things in their own eyes and see what's going on. Especially O&M staff, if they can see the yearly thing, see if there's some problem like a tree or something like that, because DNR doesn't inspect every dam every year. They low hazard dams, they inspect them like a 2 or 3 year cycle. So for 3 years, you could have no inspection of them by the state, but our staff is inspecting it every year. The field staff, like people in Wall Hill and people that work for Bill, inspect every year. And so they try to catch those things that are really critical, like there's a seepage area in the back of the dam or something like that, try to inform our office staff that there's something going on there and we can get at it and try to get a fix before it becomes a big problem. So there's a little duplication of effort there, certainly. And it's the same way with the levees. You know, the Corps actually inspects most of the levees on a 2 year or a 1 year cycle. We do the same thing, but their inspection is probably a lot more detailed. But still, we need to know what's going on as well, not just rely upon their inspection reports. So.
All right. Well, thank you.
You know, Director, questions, comments? Roll call.
Ellen.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes.
9B2, contract amendment 4 with HDR for WP4. Recommendation of the general manager be authorized to execute amendment 4 with HDR Engineering, Inc. for professional engineering services for modifications to the final design of the WP4 project in an amount not to exceed $64,872, bringing the total contract amount to $3,663,826, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Any public comments on this item? Staff, directors?
I'd like to hear a little bit more why we're back here with another modification. I thought we were done with that.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Could you give us a little bit more detail on the on this modification? What's being altered in the final design?
So we looked at a few different things to try to, after we got the first set of bids, to try to lower the cost. So we took out some of the higher standards for dewatering near the main dam structure that we had originally specced to be done by a certified dewaterer through a well system, which was proving to be pretty expensive. And so then we went back to the geotechnical engineers, and they said that we could do that by an open trench cut, which is a lot less money. There were just little things like that that we changed to try to save on some of the costs.
There were some right-of-way changes too, right? You discussed a couple days ago?
It wasn't a change to the boundaries, but when we went to close on one property, we couldn't get title insurance without having approval from the city of Gretna to split the lot. So we had to go through that process.
So, Director Bonnet, if you remember this project, we had bids and then we rejected them all because they exceeded the percentage. Well, then we went back to HR and says, hey, we need to value engineer this, and that's what Lori's talking about, some of the dewatering and other things they came up with. So they, by doing that, they saved about $1 million off the bid. So I think that's what we're paying them now for is that. Does that work?
Does that affect any of our plans for fish habitat or anything like that?
No. No, that's all.
Public access, the public access plan hasn't been modified at all?
No.
Okay.
Any other director questions, comments? Roll call. Thanks, Lori.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Hi.
Yes.
Adler.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes.
9B3, interlocal agreement with the City of Omaha and CHI for Sorensen Trail. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute the proposed interlocal agreement with the City of Omaha and CHI Health for the Sorensen Trail, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approved as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Any
Any public comments on this item? Staff? Directors? Director Bradley?
Oh, just to say I'm glad this portion of the trail is going in. And be a little interested. I was driving around looking to see where the eastern, you know, where it's going to connect to, but that's fun planning. But I'm overall pleased this little section of trail is going in.
I agree. Jim?
John, was there Matt Kalsovich involved in this? You had mentioned a couple meetings ago how he's become more involved, or you have met with him, and things are wonderful.
Well, I mean, you know, we sat there, and I sat down with Matt, talked about several things, not only this, but in my initial opinion, Matt is going to be a great partner. We talked quite a bit, and, you know, he's still kind of, he's new, but I think he'll be a very good part of the NRD. He's struggling internally with how to get enough funds for maintaining their assets, and so we've offered to, you know, try to be partners and try to help him to get those funds.
Part of my question is, when he came on board a couple of years ago, he still knew the bigger picture thing. And I invited him to our meeting just to introduce him to everyone. And that invite, you haven't talked to him.
I could call him tonight, so you want to come to the next meeting. So, I think he's got his...
I mean, busy, I know that.
But I think he really has the city's best interest in
mind. Right. Obviously, it's another new trail, and my concern is that he's as excited as we are about getting these things done, and hoping his staff follows as well as our staff. I see Eric out there.
It's a resource issue.
but I hope it doesn't stifle our budgeting process and our approval process. Thanks.
I think it's also pretty cool that CHI gave that land up. It's not always that easy, right? I mean, even with big corporations like that. So that was nice they did that, too. So.
Yeah.
Everybody is.
All right. Roll call, Gene. Thank you.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Yes.
Item 9B4, Platte River Bridge Trail Agreement. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute the proposed trail agreement with the State of Nebraska Department of Transportation for the Platte River Bridge Trail Project, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as performed by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Any public comments? Staff? Directors? Roll call.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Yes.
Item 9B5, Platte River Bridge Trail Final Plans and Cost Estimate. Recommendation of the following resolution be adopted. Approval of preliminary plans, specific actions, and estimate PS&E. Whereas the Papillion Missouri River Natural Resources District, LPA, and State of Nebraska State entered into an LPA program agreement for state to assist LPA in the development and construction of an LPA federal aid transportation project. Whereas the state of, or the design consultant has developed project plans to the point where they are ready to submit to state PS&E section for final edits for a bid letting, whereas the LPA program agreement requires the LPA to review the preliminary PS&E package and either request modifications or approve them as acceptable at this stage, whereas LPA wishes to approve the preliminary PS&E package as prepared. Be resolved that the Board of Directors of the Papillion Natural Resources District, that Chairperson Kevin Suspensky is hereby authorized to sign and submit the resolution to the state signifying the LPA's approval of the preliminary PS&E package. NDOT project number MAPA 77 in parenthesis 62, NDOT control number 22770, NDOT proposed description, Platte River Bridge Trail, and I so move.
Nice work, Fred. Any public comment on that item? Staff, directors? Roll call.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Aye.
Yes.
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 Item number 696. We had presented to us by Eric Williams at the subcommittee meeting. We'll approve this by section. Urban Conservation Assistance Program, which includes City of Omaha $30,000, SID 276 Portal Bridge for $30,000, SID 503 West Dodge Station for $30,000, and SID 555 Emerson Meadows and Estates for $30,000 for a total of $120,000. Be approved subject to funding by fiscal year 2024 budget, and I so move.
Any public comments on these items? Staff, directors? Roll call.
Bradley.
Yes.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Staff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Item 96B, Recreation Area Development Program. Recommendation that applications from Blair for $50,000, Hubbard for $14,750, LaVista for $50,000, Omaha for $50,000, Papillion for $50,000, and $11,000, and South Sioux City $50,000 for a total of $325,750, be approved subject to funding in the fiscal year 2024 budget. And I so move.
Any public comments on these items? Staff? Directors? Roll call.
Conley. Aye.
Jefferson. Yes.
Ellers.
Yes.
Jack.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Pension.
Yes.
Item 96C, Trails Assistance Program. Recommendation of the application from Fort Calhoun $42,716, Omaha for $557,279, SID 313 Garden Oaks for $250,000, SID 328 Sumter Crossing for $114,000, and South Sioux City for $55,335 for a total of $1,019,330. Be approved subject to funding in the fiscal year 2024 budget, and I so move.
Any public comments on these items? Staff, directors, roll call.
Davidson.
Yes.
Dowler.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Pension.
Yes.
And that completes my report.
Nice work, Director Conley. Item 9C, Finance, Expenditure, and Legal Subcommittee, Director Larry Bradley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved that the minutes of the April 11th, 2023 meeting of the Finance, Expenditure, and Legal Subcommittee are accepted and incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendations of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. Item 1, there's discussion on current bond market conditions. This item was for discussion only. No action was taken by the subcommittee. I don't think there's any further discussion on this item this evening, so we'll move on to item 2. In item 2, Nebraska Class Public Fund Investment, recommendation that the following resolution be adopted. And, boy, this is a couple of pages long. Okay, I refer to the board. And under item 2, subsection 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, and all inclusive. And I so approve.
Director Bradley moved that. So any so public move. Comment?
So move. Correct.
Staff, director. Directors. Roll call.
Yes.
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 McCormick.
Yes.
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 Item 3, RFP for auditing services. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute a contract for auditing services with Bergen KDV LLC for fiscal year 2023 through fiscal year 2027, subject to approval as deformed by the district's legal counsel, and I so move.
Any public comments on this contract? Staff, directors? Director Thompson.
Yeah, years ago we offered this service as a professional service, and went the request for proposal route. I know why it's now as an invitation to bid. We only got one bidder, which is fine. I have no problem with that. But I guess what I'm asking staff, and this, we're good for 5 years, but maybe in 3 or 4 years, we reevaluate our policy to see if we should put this as a negotiated versus a bid situation. That's all. I don't know if I'll be here in 5 years when it comes up again. I don't know if anyone will be here. Right.
It's got to be a fun job. Any other director comments? Roll call.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Hi.
Yes.
Yes. Item number 4, Washington County Rural Water Customer Contract Cost Account 10-01-4080 over 110%. Recommendation that account 10-01-4080, Washington County Rural Water Customer Contract Cost, be allowed to exceed 110% of the budgeted amount, up to a maximum of $130,000, and I so move.
Any public comments on this item? Staff? Directors? I think Justin Novak did a good job explaining these costs. Roll call.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Bellwood.
Yes.
Yes. And that concludes my report.
Nice work, Director Bradley. Item 10, Treasurer's Report, Director Tim Fowler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Items A through J, financial report. I'd like to take A through J all inclusive, and that the final reports be affixed to and made part of the minutes. I so move.
Second the motion.
Seconded by Director Thompson. Any public comments? Staff? Directors? Roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
Aye.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you, Director Fowler. Item 11, Chairman's Report. I don't have a whole lot this month, but a couple important dates coming up. You'll see below, of course, but Earth Day, April 22nd. I know for sure that Directors Bradley, Conley, and Thompson are attending that. Is anybody else by chance? Directors?
I'll be there.
Director Bonnet, good. Thank you for attending that. April 28th in Papillion at Big Elk Lake. What a great name. Is the Arbor Day celebration for Papillion, and Director Thompson will be speaking at that. Thank you for doing that, Jim. And once again, Directors McCormick and Thompson, thank you for going out to D.C. and spending your time learning and helping the district. I appreciate that. Moving on, item 12, General Manager Report, John Winkler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The information education highlights are attached. You can read those. Personnel miscellaneous items, I would like to officially welcome Julie Grand to the PAPU NRD. She is our new accounting assistant, and she's hit the ground running since starting with the district on March 8th. A great addition to our accounting department. Glad to have her, especially in this environment of trying to find qualified people. It's been a struggle to find folks, not only applicants but also qualified applicants. So we can, so we're glad to have her, and we wish her the best of luck. Also attaches a report on purchases, construction services, professional services, and personal property, as well as a current and ongoing project with the district legal counsel. The Papillion Creek Watershed Partnership Report is attached. That meeting took place on March 30th, and the next meeting is scheduled for Thursday, April 27th. I would just like to personally thank all of the employees and Nicole Gus for organizing the Airman's Attic Food Drive. We will be delivering that to Offutt Air Force Base on April 18th. So if you have any items you'd like to donate, they're right here by Nicole's desk. They specifically asked for baby food, so we've been pushing that the last few weeks. So for those that don't know, the Airman's Attic is available to E6 and below, and it's free. To them, it's food, it's clothes, it's furniture, it's anything like that. So, and I don't know if you read the article, but Offutt Air Force Base was ranked, I think, the top base for military members that want to be here. Phil, I don't remember what's that publication that was, but so Offutt was ranked first. Everyone that we talked to, doesn't matter where they're from, what rank they are, they all say that office they're the best location they've ever been. So this is one of those things that that we can do to help those military members. If you look at the pay scale, E6 and below, don't make a ton. And I know that Congress is working on ways to help assist with, I believe the last number is over 22,000 military members are on food stamps. So an unacceptable situation. And so I think they're doing what they can to fix that. But so whatever you can do to help, great, and then we'll deliver that, and we'll get a final report on that after we do the delivery. So, but if you have any questions, happy to answer them, or if you have any question or anything you need from me or staff, let us know.
Do you know what time you're delivering that on April?
I think it's in the morning, like 10 or 11.
Actually, it's early.
Oh, is it 9? Was it? Oh, that's right. Okay, yeah. So would you want to go?
I might, yeah. I'll
be okay. So I have a base pass I can get 4 or 5 total on.
Do I count as 2?
No, you can count as just 1. But I don't know if we'll let you. I don't know if they'll let us in with you in the car.
I can get it.
So a good delivery on tax day.
Yeah. Yeah, it's actually a good delivery. So all right.
Thank you, GM Winkler. Item 13, informational items. We mentioned Earth Day Waterworks at Schramm Education Center. That sounds kind of cool. Next meeting's coming up, and if anybody has anything else, we are adjourned.
Adjourned.